So when I begin the meditation, you will hear this. And when I'm going to bring you back, you will hear it again, because I like playing with it, okay? So I would like everybody on their seats, wherever they're sitting, to please wriggle around and make yourself really, really comfortable and put your feet as flat as you can on the floor and just wriggle and wriggle until you're feeling, yeah, that's the right place for me. Got anything that's itchy, scratch it now, because we're going to go into this meditation, okay? And then I want you to sort of sit this back upright if you can. And I'm going to ask you to do some really, really good, long, deep belly breathing. So I want about three good breaths right down into your belly. So go like this, close your eyes, and now breathe into your belly, go, and hold it. Count two. And slowly release. And do that twice more. And now I'd like you to come with me on a voyage of adventure. We're going to, oh look, you didn't realize that opening up in front of you is a beautiful, beautiful vista. You can see on one side over green hills to further hills, but in front of you it looks like a stand of trees, but in the middle of the trees is a path, and it looks green and mossy. Would you like to kick your feet, shoes off, and walk on the green, cool, mossy path and stroll along? The sun is shining a little down through the trees. It's dappled. You can smell green growing things. There's birds singing. And you just feel the power, the liveliness of the trees as you walk down this path. So just breathe in deep and breathe out as you walk. And then as you keep going, the path opens out into a clearing. And on the other side of the clearing, you can see a structure. And it looks to be a cream color, like stone, and it's shining in the sun. You want to see what it is. So you head across the clearing, and as you come to it, there's a big wooden door, a really old-fashioned one. You put your hand up to open it, and it swings open, welcoming you inside. Clean your feet on the mat, and you walk in to this tall, cool hall. And as you walk in, a lovely, beautiful, beautifully perfumed, but very light, mist comes down above your head, and it lands on your head and drops all over you, but you do not feel damp. This is pretty good. It's a long hall. You walk down that hall. It opens out at the end into a large room on one side. And you turn around, you look in the room, and there is a pool of water. It's like a great spa bath on steroids. It's big. And your attention is taken by the water, because how can water so clear and so blue look iridescent and shiny? You look at it and you want to jump in. You start to walk towards it. As you walk, you become aware of the fact you're not alone. There's someone else in the room with you, behind you. And you feel a warmth and a love coming from that person, that being as you head towards the water. You put your fingers down or your toes and touch it. It's just the right temperature. And then you hear coming from behind you, this is your pool. This is for you. If you'd like to, just jump in. I can wave my hand and remove your clothes if that's what you'd like. So depending on you, you can nod and say yes, or you can just jump in as you are. But you get in the water. It is lovely. And you feel buoyed and warmed, but not overheated. And you swim around and you think, oh, I wish I had one of those blow-up toys. There it is, a blow-up toy to play with in the water. You go under the water, you dunk up and down, and then you're just playing. This is a beautiful experience. Then you lie back, sort of just floating a bit with your head resting on your floaty toy. And you hear the beautiful voice from this being who says, this is a sacred healing pool. It will heal and balance you. It will bring you back to understand who you are. Because you're the only person who can come here. And you can come whenever you wish. And you get your courage together. And you think back, who are you? And there's a chuckle and that voice that says, I thought you'd recognize me. I'm with you all the time. I'm your guide. Ah, you relax and you play up and down the water. In and out, up you come, down into it. You're having a lovely time. And you notice as you look up at the roof, there's glass set in there and there's sunlight coming through there. And you just feel the vibration of this place and how beautiful it is. As you swim around, you just relax and there's no thoughts in your mind. You're just being, not thinking, being. After some time, you think, oh, it's time to get out. So you head back to the edge. Your guide helps you out. And then a wave of the hand and you're dry. Another wave, you're fully clothed. You think this is pretty good. Sort of shake yourself a bit, run your hands through your hair, tidy up. And then you look at your guide and you recognize your guide. But you don't reach out because the vibration is stunning and you just want to stand in it. And then you know it's time to go. And so you turn towards the hall you walked down. And as you go back towards the door, a bit more slowly than you came in, the mist, the beautiful perfume mist, comes down again. And you wonder what it is. The door opens as you reach it, as it did the first time. And you come out into the sunshine. You walk across the clearing slowly, just feeling everything, the wind on your skin, the wind in the trees, the birds. You can feel and hear everything. You feel expanded. And you feel so happy to know you can go back there when you wish. And you make your way across this clearing and down on the lovely, cool, mossy path. Down, down, down you go, step after step. And then, to your surprise, you find yourselves back in your chair. Just sit and rest a moment, and the bell will bring you back. When you're ready, open your eyes and come back into the room.